The Torah in Parshas Naso describes the following situation. If a person steals, but he denies his crime, he swears that he didn't do it, he then later confesses and repents. So aside from the fact that he has to bring certain karbanos, he also has to add on a chomesh, a 20% penalty. And what happens if the person who he stole from, the victim, is not alive? Vim ein lo ish goel, shiva shamei lav. What happens if the person is not alive? Well, if he's not alive, he has inheritors. It will go to those inheritors. It will go to his family. But let's say there's no family. So the pasuk tells us, "Im ein lo ish goel ha'shiva Hashem ilav ha'Hashem ha'mushav la'Hashem la'kohen." It goes to the kohen. And Rashi explains that the Torah here is referring to a situation of a convert. He lost of his family relationships when he converts. When a person converts, kikatan shenolad dami, he doesn't have any relatives in the halachic sense. So if a person stole from a convert, and that convert is no longer alive, if there's no relatives after his conversion, it will go to the kohen. Why is it going to the kohen? Why should a Kohen receive funds that were stolen because nobody else is there to take them back? Explains Rav Shimshon Raval Hirsch that a thief who invokes the Hashem's name in the oath when he says, "I did not do this thing," he swears by the name of God. He, in a sense, has stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And when he utters that false claim, Hashem becomes the victim. That's why the Torah describes the stolen property, Ha'asham Ha'mushav LaHashem, that holy property belonging to Hashem, as the verse writes, when he swore he not only denied his fellow man, but also God. The thief, therefore, returns the stolen funds to the Kohen, because who's the Kohen? He's the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But says the Chizkuni, a beautiful idea. Who is the father of the convert? Who is the ultimate parent, grandparent, family support system of this convert? It is the Kohen, who is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to the Chizkuni, the stolen funds belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the inheritor of the convert. If the convert has no family, it is Hashem himself who reaches out. As the Rambam says, when you love a ger, it is like loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when there's no other relatives, it goes to Hashem, because Hashem is the ultimate relative of this convert. It's an important lesson, not only in Rav Hirsch's notion of it belongs that I stole from God, but what it means when a person converts, that as we talked about having a support system, being there for them, and ultimately realizing that when, as Rav Huttner describes, that when a ger goes through this process, they achieve something that those who haven't gone through it should be inspired by. And Hashem, with seeing this, realizes how amazing it is what they did, and he is their ultimate inheritor and ultimate support system.